The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on today's show, I'll be talking later in the program with Benny Pete, who is the tuba player, band leader, and one of the founding members of the Hot 8 Brass Band, who come from New Orleans. They'll be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur for a concert Saturday night. But first up, we'll be visiting with members of the cast of the present production at the Station Theater in Urbana. The Celebration Company there is putting on Stephen Sondheim's musical Company. It opened last weekend, continues tonight through the 18th, with a few days off in between, 8 o'clock shows, and we'll hear all about it coming up very shortly on Live and Local.
It's the little things you do together, perfect relationships.
That was Cleo Lane singing along with an unnamed orchestra conducted by Jonathan Tunick. We heard two Stephen Sondheim songs. First comes from Company. She sang The Little Things You Do Together. And then we heard from A Little Night Music, The Miller's Son. A Little Night Music is being put on by Danville Light Opera next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend for performances Friday, Saturday through Sunday. And Company actually opened last weekend at the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana and will continue this weekend and next. Actually, I say weekend. It continues for performances, including tonight through the weekend, and then next Wednesday through Saturday, all of those shows are at 8 o'clock. And we've got three guests, actually, from the production at the Station Theater with us right now, who are joining us. We had hoped to have had the director, but she has the flu, alas. Karma Ibsen is directing this show, and I read in a couple of places that she has made a point over the years of only directing successful productions once, or I should say, rephrase that, if a production was successful, then she wouldn't do it again. And she's made an exception for this one, which I guess she did some time ago. And it's the big celebration of the company's 40th anniversary.
That's right, 40th season.
And so she said, I'll do this one again. I don't know if that's why she's doing it again, or is it because it's this particular show?
I think Rick Orr wanted something on the season that represented, you know, the longevity of the Celebration Company. And Company was a show that they did in, I believe, 1976. And so it was a good representation of, you know, how people band together at the Station Theater.
And that would have been just a year after it opened on Broadway, I think.
I think it opened in 70.
Oh, was it? Okay, mixed it up by 5 years then. Well, then you had a few years behind it. That was Dallas Street, who is playing the central character of Company. And also we have with us Madeline Knight, who is one of the girlfriends.
Or are you one of the married couples?
Half of one of the married
yes.
couples. And introduce your pianist, please.
This is David.
David Hardy.
David Hardy. Oh, good. Nobody knows David's name. How about that? Well, David, in spite of that fact, we do appreciate your coming in. I know you brought a couple of songs. Give us a little background to the story for those who don't know, as I did not. It's not a show that I have ever seen.
Well, Company is basically it's in a kind of evaluation of marriage. Robert is 35. It kind of takes place at this kind of 35th birthday party, that which is kind of an odd kind of limbo territory. And throughout the evening, he visits each of his married couples, and he observes their marriage and, you know, the pros and cons of them. And he has to decide, you know, if marriage is for him, if he's, you know, fine the way he is, or does he take that next step and decide to share his life with someone? The couples that he meets, you know, their marriages are all over the map. There's dysfunction. There's, I mean, they're extremely entertaining pieces, vignettes. He also has three girlfriends, it's a really unique piece. It's was billed one of the first kind of concept musicals because. There's not so much of a plot. It's more of a theme, you know, marriage.
With vignettes sort of coming in and out and happening out of order chronologically.
Yes, absolutely. This show plays a lot with time and space.
And I think I read somewhere that there was perhaps even a deliberate irony in producing the show that people would come to the theater to see, from Sondheim himself, mm-hmm. saying this, people would come to the theater to get away from all that stuff. And
right.
Here he's presenting it right back at them.
That's right. I think he said something about a lot of Upper East Side New York problems, you know, that they had just left their homes and apartments, you know, and here they walk into the theater and are confronted with their own lives.
And how did that go over? I mean, I know won lots of awards, but
I think it went over. I mean, extremely well, because it was, you know, it's a very New York driven show. New York is very much of a central character in the piece. New York attitudes and. So I think it was very, very cutting edge for its time, and still is.
Well, let's hear the first of the songs you brought and set us up for this a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. Actually, this is a song that I'm not singing in the show, but I think it's a great representation of the show, called Sorry Grateful. If I can move over to the mic here. I ask a friend if he's ever sorry that he got married. And this is right after spending like a very awkward night at his place, watching his marriage kind of erupt into this power struggle between his wife and himself. So this is called Sorry Grateful. You're always sorry. You're always grateful. You're always wondering what might have been. Then she walks in. And still you're sorry. And still you're grateful. And still you wonder. And still you doubt. And she goes out. Everything's different. Nothing's changed. Only maybe slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers where none occur? You always are what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. You're always sorry, you're always grateful. You hold her thinking, I'm not alone. You're still alone. You don't live for her. You do live with her.
You're scared she's starting to drift away, and scared she'll stay. Good things get better, bad get worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers where none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. Nothing to do with, all to do with her.
Dallas Street and David Hardy. Dallas, the vocal, and David on the piano. And Dallas, nicely done for a song that you're not actually doing in the show.
Thank you. I've adored this cast recording for longer than I care to admit. But I'm a huge fan of Sondheim, and this is a role. Robert is a role that I've performed before, so it's really great revisiting the material. It's incredibly rich.
And Maddie Knight is here in the character of Amy, who I understand is just a bit neurotic, perhaps?
Bit might be a little bit of an understatement. Yeah, she's a very tense person. So the song that she sings is called Getting Married Today, but it's about how she's absolutely, positively not getting married, and I'm in a wedding dress and a veil and, running around the stage just refusing to do it. So
we said earlier that the vignettes that happen in the show are not necessarily in chronological order. So it sounds like this one happened before the show even starts, kind of, sort of.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, if these are friends of yours who are married, but according to this song, they're not yet.
Right.
You're balking at even that prospect.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can actually think that, that the show kind of takes place in a split second. Bobby comes into his apartment and, as he's getting ready to blow out the candles, it's an evening of flashes of marriage in his mind. It's an incredibly rich piece.
So... shall we do your song?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm actually going to be filling in
for
her fiancé, Paul.
Dallas is just triple duty here. Do you get to do a song of your own?
One man show.
Today is for Amy. Amy, I give you the rest of my life to cherish and to keep you. Honor you forever. Today is for Amy, my happily soon to be wife.
Amy, we're really getting married.
Pardon me, is everybody here? Because if everybody's here, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I appreciate your going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do, and not a word of it to Paul. Remember, Paul, the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not, because it wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as him. But I thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
Amy, I can't find my cufflinks anywhere.
They're on the dresser, next to my suicide note. Listen, everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding, what's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I ever heard, which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly he'll realize he's saddled with a nut and want to kill me, which he should. So thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. And don't just stand there, I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Go, can't you go? Why is nobody listening? Goodbye, go and cry at another person's wake. If you're quick for a kick, you could pick up a christening, but please, on my knees, there's a human life at stake. Listen, everybody, look, I don't... I don't see Percy and probably won't play. Isn't only Paul maybe ruining his life? You know, both of us be losing our identities. I telephoned my analyst about it and he said to see him Monday, but on Monday I'll be floating in the Hudson with the other garbage. I'm not well, so I'm not getting married. You've been swell, but I'm not getting married. Clear the hall, because I'm not getting married. Thank you all, but I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
We're cutting out a few things.
Right.
Right.
Today is for
go, Amy. Go, Pitch, you go, look, you know, Amy, I adore you all, but why? Watch me die like Eliza on the ice. But perhaps I'll collapse in the abs right before you all, so take back the cake, burn the shoes, and boil the
today
rice.
Today is for
look,
Amy.
I didn't want him to tell you, but I may be coming down with hepatitis, and I think I'm going to faint, so if you want to
see
me, wouldn't it be funnier to go
my
and watch a funeral? For the 27
one.
Dinner plates and 37 candle holders.
One more thing.
I am not getting married.
Softly said.
See, I'm not getting married.
With this ring.
Still not getting married.
I thee wed.
I am not getting married.
Let
us pray that we're not
getting married
today.
Amen.
Wow. That's a lot of words.
just a few.
Yeah, when you think of Sondheim in lyrics, this is one of those tour de force numbers that...
Oh, yeah.
That's really a tongue twister.
Yeah, I was thinking Gilbert and Sullivan had a lot during some of these patter songs,
right.
But I don't think I could make my mouth move that fast.
It's been a challenge.
Are you a fast talker?
I mean, I used to have a problem with talking fast on stage, but then I sort of.
I just mean in real life, do people say, "Oh, you talk so fast"?
I mean, sometimes I don't know.
Oh, wow, because I would think that would be an asset in this case.
I think so, probably.
Madeline Knight, who will be playing the role of Amy in Company at the Celebration, the Station Theater with the Celebration Company there, and David Hardy at the keyboard, and Dallas Street filling in for the role of what?
Paul.
Paul. Who is married to Amy, or not at that point, he's
right,
not,
right.
But presumably will be by sometime during the show. Well, the show opened last week, continues tonight through Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then next Wednesday through Saturday.
That's right.
All the shows are at 8 o'clock. Station Theater is in this wonderful old train station. In downtown Urbana, it makes for a very intimate setting, and always you're just right up and close with all the cast members there. And every Station Theater show I've done has been a wonderful production. I mean, I've seen has been a wonderful production, and I have no reason to expect any less of this one.
Wonderful.
And appreciate you all coming in, and hope it all goes well through the end. I have the email address right here. I mean the website. See, I've gotten this is live radio, live somewhat improvisational going on here, and I think we've got the bug here at the moment. Stationtheater.com, or do you know the phone number offhand?
384-4000. Yes, they've recently set up an online ticket reservation form on their website, so we're encouraging people to do that. It's very simple. So shows are starting to fill up and sell out, so we encourage everyone to make their reservations as quickly as they can.
Yeah, I know that's one thing that often happens at the station, particularly if it's a well-known show or mm-hmm. one that for some reason gets a lot of buzz. The closer it gets to the end, the less likely you are to get a ticket because word of mouth works.
Right.
That's right.
And we're doing our best to help out. It's live and local here on FM 90.9, our program is made possible with support from Sinfonia da Camera, presenting More Mozart on Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. at Krannert Center. Sinfonia dedicates an evening of music to Mozart and showcases their talent as soloists and chamber performers. More information is available at 333-6280. Tomorrow, WILL and its community partners will team up again to fight hunger. This year, for every pledge made to WILL, Common Ground Food Co-op will donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Your pledge during our drive will help support inspiring music and help to fight hunger here in our community. Stay tuned next for a conversation with Benny Peet. Benny is the leader of Tuba Player 4 and a founding member of the Hot 8 Brass Band from New Orleans. They're going to be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the campus of Millikan University in Decatur for a concert Saturday night. This is Live and Local.
Thank you.
That song was called Jambalaya. You probably recognize the tune, but you probably don't recognize the rendition. Hank Williams wrote the tune and initially made it popular, but so many other people have covered it. That was a performance by the Hot 8 Brass Band, which you can hear on their album called Live at Jazz Fest 2007. More to the point, you can hear them live Saturday at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the campus of Millikan University in Decatur. The concert starts at 7:30. And with me on the phone in New Orleans, which is where the band is based, is Benny Pete. He's one of the founding members of the group from way back in 1995. Thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
All right, Dave. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So usually when people talk to talk about a band out of high school, which is where you guys formed this right after high school, you assume it's going to be a rock band or a pop band or something like that. But down in New Orleans, that's not necessarily a safe assumption, I guess.
No. They love the brass bands in New Orleans. A lot of brass bands and a lot of history of brass bands. So, and they have a lot of them forming now, you know, at the present time also.
So if somebody in high school says, hey, I'm in a band, is the assumption that it is not a rock or pop band, or although there are plenty of those too?
Yeah, they are. They are plenty of the rock and pop bands, but it just depending on, I guess if he has an instrument, I can kind of tell. It depends, but if he don't have an instrument, I'll ask, you know. So, but I would say a good 70% of the chance it may be a brass band.
70%? Wow. Is there a strong band tradition, like marching bands and so on, within the schools?
Yeah, it always has been. You know, it kind of weakened, and they're on the rebuilding stages right now at the present time, you know, dealing with Katrina. We lost a lot of our schools, but before Katrina, before the storm, it definitely was a real, real strong marching band population in high schools.
And what made you want to, you and your buddies, what made you want to start a brass band given all the other ones that were around there?
Well, at that time, back in the early 90s, it was really, we had a lot of energy, you know, honestly. I had a lot of energy. We all were in a marching band, but we wanted to still do more. We wanted to play after marching band practice was over. We still wanted to play. We still had a need and felt like we wanted to play. And also, we just being from New Orleans, living here all our life, we always exposed to brass bands, you know, at an early age, you know. So it was like just second nature to want to do it.
And what was the process for you? I know there's just a few of you left from the original version.
Yeah.
How did it get going, and then at what point did it become kind of a professional organization?
Oh, all right. Well, you know, like I said, we all went to high school, so like we all kind of graduated together too in '94, and so most of from the original band before we started the Hot 8, we had started a little band. We was called the Looney Tunes. You know, we was younger, and so. But what happened? We could, all us graduated. A few guys went on to college, and so it was just four of us left from the original band. And so they had another four guys that we knew around town that had a little brass band. They were having problems keeping their band going too, so we just started a new band and came up with the name Hot 8, and that's how we really formed. And you know, from that time all the way up to the storm, we was just getting more popular in the city, playing a lot of local parades, Mardi Gras parades, second line parades, a lot of jazz funerals, a lot of the local festivals, you know, the French Quarter Fest, French Market Fest, the jazz festival, and so, you know, that's what we were doing, just making our mark and getting established, leading up to the storm. And after the storm, when we got back together finally, we just started to, you know, want to go out more abroad and travel. As we got older, that was just a goal that we had as a group, and we started just to, you know, try to go after that goal of traveling and establishing the band not only locally but worldwide, trying to make it a brand.
You used the term second line parades as among the places you would play. That's not a term that's very well known outside New Orleans. Talk about that whole concept a little bit, please.
All right, yeah, the second line has like three definitions that they use for that term second line, and one of them would be, you know, you might hear people say down in New Orleans, hey, let's go out to the second line parade. And that's a parade where the social aid and pleasure clubs, they really put it on. They have social aid and pleasure clubs in New Orleans. That's just a lot of the local people that come together and raise money to put on the parade, you know, raise money for the zoning routes, to have a route on the street, pay for the police and to be able to use the street, and also pay for the band. And they all have their little uniforms and stuff that they pay for. And also, like, just beverages and stuff along the way to make the route to preserve through this heat. But you hear people say, yeah, let's go to the second line. Let's go down to the second line parade. And that's just what it is. It's a parade where the brass band is playing and people are second line. And if it wasn't second line, it's also a dance. You know, the dance is really... whatever dance, there's no limit to what you can do or no certain move you can do. It's just whatever you're doing at the time when you enjoying the band. So you second line it. So you're doing your most popular dance to the rhythm of the band by the brass band playing, you second line it. And also, we have jazz funerals in New Orleans. And, you know, along with the jazz funerals, the band, the brass band will lead that funeral procession in front of the hearse or whatever, and the family members and friends will follow behind. But the band would be known as the first line, and the family members and the friends, and also people in the neighborhood, they come out, they see a jazz funeral taking place, they just come out and join. And so they all would be known and preferred and be known to be the second liners. They're the second line, they after the band.
So the band's the first line, the people are the second line, and the other aspect of this concept that isn't familiar to most people outside of New Orleans is the notion that you'd even have a band playing music at a funeral in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of people say, a lot of people do. They say, you know, why they look so joyous and why they having music at a funeral procession? It's something that's, you know, sad and mourning. But the band and also the funeral as a whole, they pay homage to every aspect of, you know, the funeral. You know, so the band would be there, and the band would meet up at the church, and as the preacher come out and lead the deceased out to the hearse, the band would strike up, you know, a slow, somber dirge, hymn, a spiritual song, you know, and that's for everybody. That's everybody that attended, you know, that's for the family members and friends to kind of create the atmosphere of the mourning and the loss of their loved one or their friend. And so we would do that and lead, you know, a few blocks down the street playing in that type of mode. And everybody would, you know, family would be crying or just, you know, reminiscing and thinking in memory of the deceased. And then the second half of the funeral procession called cutting the body loose, and that'd be the time when the hearse would move on and bring the deceased on to the actual graveyard, to the grave site where they would be buried. And at that time, the band would stop and split on each side of the street to open up. And half of the band would be on the left side, half of the band would be on the right side. Let the hearse pass through, and the family members follow, and they called or whatever. And the band would, at that time, strike up a more joyous up-tempo song, if spoken with the family, a song that the family preferred for us to play at that time, where it would be more up-tempo, and everybody out there, family members, friends, they would kind of rejoice and think about the good times that they had with the deceased, and hopefully celebrating that person going on, you know, actually really to heaven, to be with their love.
Is this an old tradition, or is it still an existing tradition?
It's a very old tradition, and it's still existing to this day, yeah, definitely. that's one of our jobs as a brass band musician, to uphold that and preserve that and make sure that that exists through our time and pass it on to the younger musicians, the hope and that they continue it on, let that be an ever-going thing. That's one of the top jobs of a brass band musician.
Well, let's hear another tune from you guys. This is the Hot 8 Brass Band that you can hear on their album called Rock With the Hot 8 Brass Band. This was a recent CD, just came out last year, called I'll Fly Away. You either see it as a traditional tune or actually penned by somebody named Albert E. Brumley. And yeah. I love in the middle of this thing, you guys break out, most of it's instrumental, but then in the middle you break out into these group gospel-like vocals.
Yeah, yeah, trying to imitate what we would be doing at a jazz funeral, you know, because at that time everybody was singing along, you know, the band members, the crowd, the family members, so it'd be a lot of chanting. It's not always in sync, but it's a very collective thing that creates a wonderful kind of atmosphere.
The Hot 8 Brass Band are going to be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur on Saturday at 7:30, and I'm talking with their tubist and one of the founding members and also the band leader, Benny Pete, here on Live and Local. Oh, It's called I'll Fly Away, the rendition of the Hot 8 Brass Band, who are going to be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur on Saturday night. Benny Pete is my guest. So you're called the Hot 8 because you were originally eight people?
Yeah.
Because I'm counting nine on your website anyway.
Yeah, well, right at this point in time, I mean, we can count up to almost 15, 16 of us now, but we still travel with eight. But it just was a thing. You know, during the times from our beginning to now, you know, a lot of band members kind of played and fell back and played a different role for whatever reason, family reasons, dealing with the storm, dealing with Katrina. Certain people moved and never really came back to New Orleans, but we still like to call them a part of the Hot 8. It's a whole movement. And also, it helps me as a band leader keep us close-knit by not, if we have a performance or we need any help, we need any help during a performance, I don't have to call a band member from, you know, a different band or whatever to help us get through it, you know. So some of the band members that's part of us may not travel with us, but, you know, and then some of the guys work and have their jobs. Some of the guys have big families and kids, where they can't make all the performances, so but they're still part of the band, like kind of honorary members. So you might see a lot of them, you know, the real big family.
One of the things that you make a point of on your website, and I've read elsewhere, is you list a number of players in memoriam, people who have died either during Katrina or in other really unfortunate circumstances. Would you like to talk about how that fits into your identity as a band?
Yeah, I mean, we lost four band members to senseless violence during the time of our existence. First one was in 96, like a year of our existence as the Hot 8, and two of them in 04, months before Hurricane Katrina. Then dealing with Hurricane Katrina, and Hurricane Katrina hit in September of 04 or whatever. And then 3 days after Christmas, 05, I meant to say. And then 3 days after Christmas in 06, we lost one more band member. So just, you know, dealing with the reality of losing our band members to, you know, the crime, senseless violence in the city, it broke us up. You know, mentally, you know, we were just shattered, you know, and for us to have the opportunity to travel and still play our music, in spite of going through that, you know, we feel like everybody that's still living in amongst the living is our, you know, sole duty to remind the world and everybody who's interested feeling our music or whoever out there come across the Hot 8, that these people played a big part and role in the Hot 8 band and our accomplishments, and also helping us and fueling us to even continue, because, you know, a lot of people, me personally, I wanted to leave the city because there's a lot of senseless violence. There's just a lot of things that weigh on you. You know, here we are, musicians, and trying to do right and represent our city in a good name and a good faith all over the world, and it's like we dying, you know, we dying right in our own city. So it was heartbreaking. It was a tragedy to us as a group, but we feel now that we still in existence and people still love our music and still interested in what we doing, that we use that energy to continue and fuel ourselves to be able to do these performances and have a chance to shine a different light on the people who didn't make it. And the world know who they were and what great people they was and how much they helped us in the success.
So in a way, the Hot 8 Brass Band is a living, it's almost like its own living jazz funeral.
Yeah, I never looked at it like that, but definitely, yeah, never heard it like that, but you're right. And we just feel like it's our duty to do that, And, you know, another thing that really helps us continue to go on and not want to quit and not want to let it go is seeing the family members, the parents, mothers, and sisters of our deceased band members when we outperform and they come to our performance. You know, if we was just to say, oh, man, you know, we're going to just quit and let it go, and it's too much here, you know, we're going to just quit the band, you know, like, those people wouldn't have nothing to look forward to. You know, they love it. Every time we perform, we at the Jazz Fest, you know, come on. Yeah, I'm going to come to the show, all right? We got free tickets. Come on down. Come on down, Mama. Come on, Grandma. Come on, let's hit the band. And they come to us after the show, and they crying, they hugging, and they're like, you know, my boy was right there with you guys, and I know he's still there in spirit. I can feel it when y'all play. And it was a beautiful thing. You know, y'all continue to do, you know, all of them ask the same thing, continue to do it. You know, I love when I come here, y'all perform. It remind me of him. And it's a beautiful thing. And they love us for it. And so we will feel like we would be harming them in the way if the band is no longer in existence and everybody just go about their everyday life and do something different. So that's another reason why it keeps us going, you know.
Well, it's been great to talk to you and listen to your music here, which, of course, is a wonderful antidote to all of that. And I thought we'd go out with one that is also on your most recent album, Rock with the Hot 8 Brass Band. It's called E-Flat Blues. This is a Fats Waller tune, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And the Hot 8 Brass Band will be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur for a concert Saturday night at 7:30. My guest has been Benny Pete, who is the band leader, also the tuba player, and one of the founding members of the band. Appreciate your joining us very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Love me all night long.
Don't tell nobody.
I said 3 times 7, I just made 21.
Don't tell nobody.
Oh, I said 3 times 7, I just made 21.
Don't tell nobody.
Well, I say I'm going out, baby, and have myself some fun.
Don't tell nobody.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
After the wild cracker down.
After the wild cracker down.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
After the wild cracker down.
After the wild cracker down.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
At the wild cracker down. Woo woo woo.
Woo woo woo.
Woo
woo woo. Woo
woo woo.
Woo woo woo.
Woo woo woo.
Woo woo woo.
Woo woo woo.
Wee dee 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 dee.
Dee 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 dee.
Dee 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 dee
dee. Dee 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 dee
dee.
Dee 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 dee
dee.
The Hot 8 Brass Band performing Fats Waller's E-flat Blues. They'll be playing at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur Saturday night at 7:30. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. On tomorrow's show, we'll be having some live music from the musical Chicago, which is currently at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. Also, I'll be talking with Peter Kasule, who is music director, artistic director, rather, of a program called Spirit of Uganda, which is featuring young people from that country. They're going to be at the Krannert Center later this week. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We have support also from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. It'll be mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 35. Current temperature is 29 degrees. It's a minute past 1:00.